Okay, we're back. Mike Barker's going to join us this morning for a bit. Mike's a regular on this program. He's with Investment and Retirement Management. Mike's a chartered retirement planning counselor. He's also a certified fund specialist offering securities to Linsco Private Ledger, a member of NASD and SIPC. How are you doing this morning, Mike?
Dave, I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great. You know, about the time we were winding up our conversation on Friday was about the time the Fed was taking some action, cutting rates. What timing?
Yeah, absolutely. It was actually what timing in a lot of respects, and depending on how much detail you want, we can touch on that. But I think it just goes to show that some of the comments that were made this week from certain Fed people, and I was mentioning Friday morning how I disagreed with some of their characterizations of what the problems are out there. About some of these folks saying they're contained and don't see any need for a rate cut unless we get a calamity and all that stuff. And I had a hard time understanding why that made much sense. Now, with that said, we need to distinguish what the Fed did. Some of these people I'm talking about, they can obviously still say that the Fed did not cut rates, and there is some validity to that because they did not cut the Fed funds rate. They cut the discount rate, which is a different animal. So I don't want to go too far with that part of it. But anyway, the best thing about what Bernanke did Friday morning, one was the timing, and number two was an obvious recognition and acknowledgement of some serious problems that were brewing last week, and it's really good to see some acknowledgement of that.
Now, you had mentioned, too, you got up pretty early, I guess, to check out the some of the foreign exchanges, and I guess it was getting pretty scary.
Yeah. I have to tell you, and I almost got into this on a show Friday morning in some length, but we got tight on time anyway. But I'll tell you what I saw overnight Thursday night, early Friday morning, in the Asian markets. I'm telling you, Dave, that was some ugly action I saw overnight, and I actually got up twice to check things out and talk to a couple of folks that monitor those things, and. Around 7:30, 7:45 Friday morning, I was really concerned about our market for Friday, and I won't get in a lot of detail because it doesn't matter at this point. I was really, really concerned, and what was so interesting about how Friday unfolded is it was almost like Bernanke was looking at the things that I was seeing and a lot of the guys I was talking to were seeing about how ominous things were beginning to set up for the day Friday. And then sometime between 8 and 8:30, if I'm not mistaken, Bernanke makes this move with the discount rate, lowering it by 50 basis points, by the way. This was not one of those little 25 basis point deals. He made a pretty big move with that. And I just want to reiterate, because people are confused out there, they did not lower the Fed funds rate. And that's the rate people typically talk about when they say, what did the Fed do with interest rates? That's the rate that would typically lower prime rate, which would subsequently lower rates on other consumer-type loans and all that. And that's not what was done Friday. They lowered the discount rate. And in a nutshell, what that is the interest rate charged to banks on loans that they receive from the regional Federal Reserve Bank lending facilities. And there's 12 regional Federal Reserve Banks all across the country. Happens to be one in Atlanta. And that's what they did. And the idea there is to encourage banks to take advantage of this. So distinguish between the two there, and I think it'll help folks not be confused about this.
Mike, we need to take a short break here. We need to jump in, get some messages in. Mike Barker is with us this morning from Investment and Retirement Management. We're going to be right back. Stay with us. This is Floor Radio. This is Floor Radio, and I'm Dave Foster. Mike Barker's with us this morning from Investment and Retirement Management. We're talking about the actions that were taken Friday by the Federal Reserve to to deal with the dramatic sell-offs that took place last week, not only in U.S. markets, but markets around the world. And Mike, I guess I should start off by saying that the market reacted in a very favorable way on Friday, closing up 230.
We were up big at the open Friday morning, just an incredible up move. And what I'm about to say, whether Bernanke purposefully did this timing-wise or not, I have no idea. But if I were in his shoes, the timing on when he did this was perfect. It was to the point that I think he got the biggest bang for the buck he could get by when he did this. And what I'm getting at there is, with Friday being an option expiration day, and certain things happen in the options and futures market at the open Friday. If he had done it during the day, I don't think he would have gotten near as much bang as he did. If he had actually waited until after the market closed Friday, I don't think he would have gotten as big of a reaction as he did. But doing it when he did it, with what had happened in the foreign markets and with what was happening early in the morning in the futures markets for our market, the timing was just was dead on the money, in my opinion.
So it would have been pretty grim had this not happened on Friday exactly when it did happen.
Well, I don't know, but I will say this. I was very, very concerned with some of the things I was looking at while we were on the show Friday morning. And what I saw overnight, Thursday night, early Friday morning in the foreign markets, it was not good. And it was... And I didn't get into this on the show Friday because it would require so much explanation, but the yen carry trade, we talked about this several months ago. This had a lot to do, I think, with the February sell-off we had in the market, the yen carry trade I'm talking about, and that was not looking good at all Thursday night, Friday morning. And with what Bernanke did, it really shook up a lot of the trades, in my opinion, that were put on in the futures markets to bet on downside in the market for Friday. And what's interesting about his timing is Friday morning earlys is as about as concerned as I've been about our market in a while with what I saw overseas. So anyway, that's all a moot point at this juncture, I think. But like we were saying Friday morning, I think the foreign markets are looking to the United States and looking to our markets to get this thing stabilized to some degree. When I say get this thing stabilized, I'm talking about the credit markets, not so much targeting the stock market. Now, this is a credit issue. It's a credit market issue. It's a bond market issue. The stock market, in my opinion, is just kind of being led in the dance, so to speak. So anyway, the timing on this for bang for the buck, in my opinion, was about as good as you can get. And the other good thing about this, you know, as people should expect to ask, a lot of folks are asking, do we throw caution to the wind now? Is everything fixed, so to speak? You know, what does this mean? And I think the main thing you take from this is you can now get some comfort that Bernanke's going to act. You know, that if things get out of hand or not to his liking in the banking system, he's going to try to do something. And I think Friday was the first step. And what's the other thing interesting about it is if Greenspan were in the picture now, I think you would have expected him to go ahead and lower the Fed funds rate. But the way Bernanke did it, I think it's a first big move on his part for folks to be able to conclude this has been Bernanke. This is not Alan Greenspan, and we're in a new era now. And I think he accomplished that Friday. He also has not lowered the Fed funds rate yet. So he's still got that arrow in his quiver, so to speak. If he needs to do something there, it's still in play. The powder is still dry, so to speak, to make that move if he feels he needs to do it. And as I said, that he demonstrated an impeccable ability on the timing front. Mm-hmm. So
how does this establish him in the financial community? His stock had to go up pretty dramatically on Friday.
I think it did, and I don't think that's a stretch either. It did with me for sure, because and I've talked to a lot of folks in the business, and I've seen a lot of things in emails and reports and everything else. from folks that have been doing this for a long time. And his stake really went up with a lot of people Friday.
Hey, Mike, need to take another short break here. We're talking this morning with Mike Barker from Investment and Retirement Management. We're going to be right back. Stay with us. This is Law Radio. This is Floor Radio, and I'm Dave Foster. Mike Barker is with us this morning from Investment and Retirement Management. We're talking about the actions the Federal Reserve took on Friday and the subsequent reactions in the marketplace. Mike, I guess the fact that the market was up on Friday certainly makes a statement about the stature of Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke.
Yeah, I think it does. We didn't hold the, what was it, up 230 or so? We did not hold the big up move we got at the open. But that, to me, on an ordinary day without the option expiration and the things related to that, on an ordinary day, it would be potentially a concern that we couldn't hold any better than we did. But with this option situation and the things that were going on right as the market opened with the way that works as far as options, it doesn't necessarily bother me that we did not hold the highs of the day. So. Constructive day, but this is a whole new week this week, and in this market, as we've said for 3 weeks now, you just simply cannot get too excited about these big up moves, and you don't want to get too terribly down on the down moves. And this is going to be a handful for a while, I think. Mm-hmm. And I don't think this move Friday was great, needed to be done. It's going to help a lot of things, I believe. But we're not out of the woods yet, and we've still got our work cut out for us.
Uh-huh. Now, I promised I'd let you go here, so I'll only keep you for another couple of minutes. How is the street, and how are people interpreting this?
Well, I think it's a lot of what we just said. I think there's a comfort that Bernanke has his hand on the steering wheel, so to speak. And the biggest thing that jumps out at me and a lot of folks I've talked to, and we touched on this Friday as well, I made a comment Friday morning on a show about Federal Reserves, have had a history of waiting too late to do something. We talked about how some people work in the what was and what is, but we're in the world of what's going to be. We have to try to look out into the future and try to get a sense of what's coming down the road. And by Bernanke doing what he did Friday, I think it's a good sign that he's going to be somewhat of a proactive type mindset as Federal Reserve Chairman, and I think that's
made
great.
That comment on Friday about being proactive.
Yeah, and it's good to see. It really is. And now the other thing that we need to bear in mind too here, we talked about this Friday morning as well. These mortgages that are going to reset as we go through this year and in the next year. We've still got way more of those coming up for reset, these adjustable-rate mortgages, than what we've seen so far. So that's looming out there. That's coming. And we had mentioned that the biggest way to help that is to either have home prices going up again, which would increase equity for these people, which I don't think is a realistic expectation, or the Federal Reserve lower interest rates to the point that mortgage rates come down and folks are able to, these adjustable rates don't adjust up as high. That's what I should say. I'm not so sure that we're going to see cuts enough to make that problem go away, but at least now you can have some sense of thinking that the Federal Reserve will really be on that. And if necessary, maybe begin to cut rates if these other problems begin to bleed into the overall economy. So this changes the dynamics of what we've been dealing with for the last 3 weeks. I think that's a certainty. The question is how much and what is to come. But in any way you want to look at it, I think the dynamics are changing a little bit now. And Bernanke's stake, in my opinion, and a lot of people's opinions, has really gone up. with what he did Friday. So it's going to be interesting here.
Very good. Well, Mike, thanks for joining us this morning. I appreciate it.
Okay, something tells me we'll talk again this week, maybe twice.
I wouldn't be surprised.
We'll see.
I'm not looking forward to more turmoil, but I'm looking forward to having you on here.
We'll see.
We'll see you, Mike.
Okay, talk to you later.
We've been talking with Mike Barker from Investment and Retirement Management. This is Floor Radio.